When historians look back on this very strange and terrible time, they're going to have a field day. If I were 18 and matriculating in some university, I'd sign up for a history major, figuring there would be enough work for myself and, well, thousands of others studying the current president and his regime of half-wits for the rest of our lives. Job security, you bet. Biographies and scandals and intrigue and porn stars, egotistical maniacs, syphilis, plague, hush money, insanity. Who would you rather study in the history of the world than Donald J. Trump? Today is Memorial Day weekend here in the land of the free, home of the apprentice. Plague menaces the country and the world. Our leader, who has declared the pandemic to be a war, spent his days golfing and tweeting. His tweets mocked the Speaker of the House's alcoholism. She doesn't even drink. Fat-shamed the woman who ran for governor of Georgia, accused a TV personality of possible murder, called his former attorney general a coward, attacked former President Obama for his play in golf, called his current opponent lazy and his previous opponent a skank, continued supporting conspiracy theories of the deep state, called a veteran on Memorial Day itself a fraud and a liar, threatened to move the Republican convention out of North Carolina if they adhered to social distancing recommendations. Well, in other words, another typical day at the office. And yet, this very unpresidential president has the support of 40-some percent of the country and nearly 90% of Republicans. Unwrapping that little statistic could be a life's work for professors in major universities. And, of course, if the man wins re-election, he'll hire his own professors to write his history. If he doesn't, well, you know he's not leaving the ovoid office without a finale. And that's assuming he even allows an election to take place at all. Lots of plot twists for those who like their Netflix serials never to end. Memorial Day. You might think this would be a time for healing thoughts, a shared remembrance of those who gave everything, an acknowledgement that this country owes a huge debt to the fallen. You might even think this would be one of those moments. We set aside partisan resentment and political pettiness to stand together, if not 6 feet apart, at least as one. You might, if you were born yesterday, think this would be the moment to remember the 100,000 dead from the coronavirus. Nah, no way. Forget about it. Consoling sentiments, high ideals, shared commitments. You got to be living in 2016 or earlier. History is being rewritten. Lucky folks who get to study it later.